This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome. Hour number two of our get together, 7:07 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Unfortunately, that top story is still searching for the folks. Hopefully, they'll find some that have survived that raging, ravaging flood in Texas. Just awful. The death toll is over 100 now, and they're still searching for a lot of folks. It would be nearly a miracle, really, if they found some people survived. I hope they do. I'm praying that they do. All right. Did you hear this one about Zoran Mamdani? He is going to be the Democrat candidate for mayor of New York City.
Oh, you mean the socialist Democrat?
A Democratic socialist or a socialist Democrat?
Whatever he is, he calls himself.
Yes. And
Trump says he's a commie. That's all I really care about.
So. Exactly. The New York Times, of all people, reported that he claimed to be both Asian and Black or African American on his college application to Columbia University.
Well, this is sounding very Kamala-esque. You just kind of pick and choose depending what you're trying to get into or be acknowledged by, and you just kind of pick one or two.
Hey, look, you got to give him kudos. See, because you know you're going to go to the front of the line.
Yes.
You know you're going to go to the front line. Yep. So what is the what's the real issue here? I don't want to get off track, but the real issue here is having any kind of ethnicity and skin color as any sort of predicate for admission to anything.
Agreed.
We've got to do away with it all. We're working on it, but it's ridiculous. And look, yeah, you could just check a box. That's a perfect example of even if you think it's an effective way to diversify, it's truly not, number one. And number two, it's truly not if people aren't being honest.
Right.
Now, it gets a little complicated, but first, let's have some fun with some bashing.
Okay.
Because you've got the current mayor, who I'm pretty sure he black.
Yes.
Eric Adams.
He would be what you call African-American, for
black.
Sure. Absolutely. No question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many black New Yorkers are not happy about what Mamdani has done, including Eric Adams, who is actually black.
Yes.
And is running for re-election as an independent. Adams said in a statement, the African-American identity is not a checkbox of convenience.
Ooh.
It's a history, a struggle, and a lived experience. For someone to exploit that for personal gain is deeply offensive.
Nice. I love it.
Where's Pocahontas when you need her to come to the rescue?
Or Pocahontas, as it turned out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
She had 0.00001.
Less than the average
one
American.
1/1 millionth, yeah.
Yes,
she had one molecule of Native American.
Uh-huh.
The conservative New York Post had a field day with the news and interviewed numerous black New Yorkers who described Mamdani as a fraud and a liar. This matters because Mamdani is an exciting candidate for many progressive and far-left voters, whites, and the affluent. For black voters in the working class, Mamdani is perhaps not quite so alluring. While he easily won the Democratic mayoral primary 2 weeks ago, rival Andrew Cuomo, the scandal-plagued former governor of the state, performed significantly better with African Americans. As far as Mamdani's identity goes, and this is from The Hill, by the way, he was born in Uganda. Oh, wait a second. Now, that's an African nation.
Yeah.
But he is clearly of Indian descent. Okay?
Okay.
So you could say he's African.
But so is Elon Musk.
Exactly. Exactly.
And he's a white boy if there ever was one.
I think. Yeah.
Just saying.
Pasty.
Oh, yeah.
I think with a capital P.
Yeah.
All right. So he's therefore technically African and is now American.
Right.
But the term African American is usually understood to mean black, and he is definitely not black.
Right.
But when he applied to Columbia University in 2009, he checked the boxes for Indian and black or African American. When asked to give information about his race and ethnicity. Now, Mamdani openly admits to doing so and told the New York Times that he thought it was the best way, though admittedly an imperfect one, to explain his background. He said, even though these boxes are constraining, I wanted my college application to reflect who I was, noting that he wrote, in Ugandan when asked to provide additional information. Now, this matters, of course, because at the time he applied to Columbia, the university practiced race conscious admissions. All right. Which is politically correct way of saying that they actively discriminated against certain applicants on the basis of race and in favor of others, right? Hispanic people, black people, Native Americans, and so on. Checking the box of the black or African American box would have earned Mamdani extra points toward admission. Okay? Though, as an aside, apparently Mamdani's application was ultimately rejected.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. Conservatives are widely sharing this story on social media, claiming that it speaks to his character that he was deceptive about his ethnicity in order to gain an advantage. Meanwhile, many Democrats think it's a nothing burger. Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, you know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Enough said there. Yeah.
He's pretty blasé about everything.
Tell
that's what his name means. He wrote on social media that Uganda is in Africa, so it's case closed. All right, look.
All right. What if de Blasio was born in Africa? So he gets by to be African, maybe technically, but it does not make him African-American or black as we know it in our society.
Your country of origin doesn't determine your ethnicity.
Right.
Your ethnicity is determined by genealogy, genetically.
Yeah.
So
he's a little confused.
I mean, yeah, look, he knew he was playing and working the system.
Absolutely.
Honestly, frankly, I don't blame him. I don't blame him, and I half joked, but I was half serious. I told my son, why don't you write in that you're black applying for medical school?
Mm-hmm.
Because he took the MCATs twice, and he 96th percentile. Which doesn't mean you can get into any school you want, but pretty much most of them, unless, of course, you're a pasty white boy. But you know, he didn't like that. He didn't like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's very merit conscious.
Sure.
But he's also, you know, been a little bit, I don't know, slightly brainwashed by some of that whole, you know, diversity garbage.
Right.
Said, "Oh yeah, you've led such an easy life. You know, your dad didn't attend college, neither did your mother, and you're applying for medical school, and clearly you have everything that it takes to be successful.
But there's that whole entrance part. And then there's that getting in the way.
Yeah, based on the color of your skin.
Uh-huh.
Finally, they're starting to do away with that garbage. Because that's exactly what it is. Meritocracy. Meritocracy. You want the cream to rise to the top.
Yep.
You want the best of the best. Always, for every job and every position, regardless of what anybody looks like or what color they are. For crying out loud. All right. So, Mom Donnie, in a way, I can't blame him. But, look, all that aside, he's still a commie scumbag.
Oh, absolutely.
End of story.
Yes.
Is that bugging you? What's bugging you is next. Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, think positive. It's another day in paradise. You got to pump it up. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty to talk about, but right now it's your turn. What's irritating you? What's rubbing your rhubarb the wrong way? Actually, we call it What's Bugging You? Because it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-975-9825.
I got one.
Greg, you're up.
I'm glad you called me since I'm on the front row here. So I'm not talking about the cyclists who take it serious. That's not what I'm talking about. But sometimes it's the idiot on a bicycle. The ones that, and this happened coming out of my neighborhood the other day, which, by the way, I've got to kind of, you know, I've got a stop sign because my neighborhood's on a semi-busy street. And you got to kind of creep out because there's trees and shrubs on both sides, okay? Dude comes, first off, he's riding on the sidewalk, which is fine. I don't care. But he's going against traffic. The reason they want other vehicles, cyclists, whatever, going with traffic is so that you're looking the common direction from which you have to worry about running into someone or them running into you. But this dude is going the opposite way of traffic on his bike, full speed. Does he stop at my street? No,
no.
He just goes, "Oh, I'm on a bike." Well, yeah, but you're not following any of the rules. You're going the wrong way. You're not in the bike lane. And, yeah, so that really bugs me because, like, if I hit him suddenly, you know, the driver is the bad guy. Oh, you hit a bicyclist. Well, no, he's doing all the wrong things.
Yeah.
In fact, if you go back old school, if you're riding on like in that scenario, you'd get off your bike and you'd walk it across the second street.
And you'd never see that.
You'd never see that unless it's a kid who knows better.
But that's what it's supposed to be.
But going the wrong way and just blowing through. I'm like, dude, I was not looking for you, for him that way, because there shouldn't be anybody coming at a high rate of speed on a bicycle on the sidewalk.
Well, I'm going to tag right along with you on that. And it was this morning when I was coming to work, which, of course, it's before 4 a.m., and I see bicyclists going down near the roadway. And, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and they don't have any lights on their bikes. And there's two of them. And this is a specific area where the cops love to camp out because the speed limit drops very quickly to go over the little bridge.
Right.
It goes all the way down to 35. So the cops are there every day. It's a field day during the day. Oh, especially they love Sunday mornings. Like, why do you hate people going to church? So they're out there every Sunday morning on clear, dry, nice days. But 4 o'clock in the morning, where are they? You should be there pulling that bicycle over. These bicycles had no lights, no rear light, no front light. It's 4 a.m. What the heck are they doing? It would be nice to have a little check and see and then tell them, you have to have a light on this bike.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Let's go to Shep and find out what's bugging you.
Well, I got a bicycle story for you. We're going to have to go back to the Occupy Wall Street days. I was a limo driver at that time. I was driving a 10-passenger stretch limousine, going past, you know, the protesters and all that. And some joker on a bicycle, rather than being in the bike lane, he was right there in traffic, you know, slowing people down. So, you know, I hit the horn on the limousine. He gives me the one-finger salute. And he starts to, you know, pedal faster, and then he stops, and pedal faster, and then he stops. You know, I'm sorry, I just don't get it. I mean, I'm driving a 10-passenger stretch, and he's basically all exposed. I mean, how stupid do you have to be to do that? Hey, that's what's bugging me. See you later, guys.
Yeah, some of them have an attitude.
That's true.
Yeah. Let's go to Jen. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. What's bugging me is that one complaint that I have about Trump is that he didn't characterize alligator Alcatraz correctly. He should have called it swamp pumpy camp. You know, all cuddly, you know, this is a treat. They're swamp puppies. I mean, who could be upset with that? So that's what's bugging me, guys. Have a good day.
That's a good, you need to, you need to send those ideas.
We'll pass that along. Yeah. Because everybody loves the swamp puppies. They're
that's
so
right.
cute. Yes.
Let's go to Good Morning Jeff. What's bugging you?
So I'm in an establishment where they got all the TVs, but there's no sound on, and I'm sitting next to some people, and came on, I guess it was on Newsmax, something about mosquitoes being a problem in alligator Alcatraz, and I said to the guy next to me, I said, man, can you even believe they're worried about mosquitoes in that place for illegals? And he's like, that's not a, there's no illegals there. And I went, do you think they built that place to house people that aren't illegal? And it just turned into a ridiculous conversation.
Wow.
And it's bugging me. You just can't even believe what, I had to leave. God bless America.
Yeah, tell the guy to put a sign on his lawn, you know, MS-13, welcome here.
Yeah.
You know, TDA, welcome here. Gangs, welcome here at my house.
Come on in.
Yeah.
Doors open.
Idiots.
Yeah, my border is open. Yeah. I know.
Approaching 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for your participation. What's bugging you? And coming up at 8:35, former Green Beret and current Florida State Senator Jay Collins is going to join us and talk about everything from sanctuary cities to the state budget to the great stuff he did flying some people back from Israel. Details on all of that coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And it also is approaching 7:35. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, I want to remind you again that coming up at 8:35, we're going to talk to former Green Beret and current Florida State Senator Jay Collins about several issues. But if you should miss it, and we hope you don't, you could always pick it up on the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcasts, Apple, Spotify. You could also use the Odyssey app and just click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. And you know what? We don't even charge for it. So
what?
Yes.
How are we supposed to get our cut? We got nothing?
Our cut is we get to remain employed, Greg.
Oh.
Have you not gotten any of the memos from corporate? Yeah. Anytime there's any additional tasks laid upon us,
yes,
they pretty much say, sorry about this additional burden. If for whatever reason you have a problem with this, don't let the door hit you on the way out, Jack.
This is why you're not in HR.
This is why I refused to take the management lobotomy a long time ago.
Good point.
I mean, nothing against current management,
who
happen to be awesome people.
Oh,
we're talking
about
way up the ladder there somewhere. Anyway.
Yeah, at some other company somewhere.
Yeah, not ours.
Not ours, no.
We're Odyssey, so we're awesome. You like that?
I do. I like that.
It's a lot better than the ideas coming out of corporate. I better stop now.
You should.
You only get so much heart attack sympathy. It only lasts so long.
And then it's over.
The honeymoon period's over,
you're,
Bob.
You're back to work.
Shut your pie hole about the company.
You got a stent. Get to work.
I've been here for a short stint.
Oh, wow.
23 years, baby.
Yeah.
Woo! Listen to this. The New York Times. They're making everybody mad. The New York Times came out with a story about Mom Donnie, you know, the mayoral nominee, that he checked the African-American box trying to get into Columbia. He didn't get in either, by the way. And apparently his SAT score was leaked out. He scored a 2140 out of 2400. And that's not horrendous. That's not terrible at all. But he's applied to Columbia. You know what I mean? So that is definitely, on the lower end of median scores for admitted students. However, they believe that it's likely above the median score for black students. And remember, he checked the black box, and he is clearly not black. I just thought it was interesting. Look, he's a politician. He's a lion sack. He's a commie. He's a self-avowed socialist. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised about anything he says or does. But the New York Times, man, are they beginning to become truth tellers? Because in an article, whether they intended to or not, mass immigration, they admitted, makes prices soar for locals. Yeah. Now, it started out with a Times piece called "As a Tourist Influx Makes Prices Soar, Hundreds Protest in Mexico City." Basically, the story chronicles, listen to this, anti-immigration protests in Mexico City. They're protesting illegal immigrants that are coming into their state, their country, right? You think, wow.
Yeah, they said they're coming in and they're taking our homes. I'm like, wow, sounds familiar.
And the locals began rioting and defacing businesses and buildings over the weekend. Now, buried in this Times article, though, is an admission that mass immigration to any one place spurs a housing crisis and a cultural transformation, all of which is difficult to undo. Quote, "The outage reflects the growing difficulty of affording a city that has become a hotspot for immigrants." It says the demonstration reflected the growing frustrations of many of the capital's residents, meaning Mexico City, who have watched rents skyrocket and old neighborhoods turn into swanky developments as the city has become a major tourist destination and a base for many so-called digital nomads. The Times made a similar admission in 2022 while covering rising housing costs across Canada as also a result of mass immigration. The Wall Street Journal that same year acknowledged that mass immigration to America's northern neighbor had made once middle-class communities totally unaffordable for even upper-middle-class locals. In 2023, while then-President Joe Biden was welcoming millions of migrants to the U.S., Axios admitted that the scheme, quote, "makes U.S. housing crisis worse," noting that cities simply don't have enough affordable homes, enough shelters, or enough money to help everyone who needs it, straining scarce resources and leaving thousands of people out on the streets. So there are many of these publications or their editorial boards are very pro-migration and what I would call pro-illegal immigration, because most Americans are pro-immigration. We just want it done in a legal way with some standards about who gets in and who doesn't. And why can't we be picky and choosy? This is a destination where many people want to come from. Supply and demand. We're in the driver's seat. We should never feel guilty. Like, oh, we owe it to somebody to allow them to come? No. We don't owe anybody anything. But this is interesting how, you know, they bury it in articles, but if they're, you know, actually telling the truth, this is part of the dynamic. They wanted reasons why these people in Mexico City are protesting in the streets. Well, there you have it. because housing, for one thing, not to mention other prices, but housing becoming unaffordable. Yeah. And it's due to mass migration. Mexico City, Canada, and of course, the U.S. What are we doing about it? Well, Tom Homan, if he has his way, he's going to triple down and flood the zone and specifically go after sanctuary cities. A reporter asked Homan to react to Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani, who officially won the Democrat primary for the New York City mayor, promising not to cooperate with him in the illegal immigrant deportation effort. Do you have a plan? Is there a plan to work around that? The reporter asked. How are you going to handle it? We're going to be in New York City, and President Trump said it's a rescale. We're going to double down on, triple down on sanctuary cities. Why? Not because they're a blue city or blue state, because we know that's where the problem is. We know they're releasing public safety threats and national security threats to the streets every day because they don't honor our detainer. We know that. We don't have that problem like in Florida, where every sheriff in the state's working with us, Homan continued, explaining that they are going to send their assets to where the problem is, sanctuary cities. So I've said it before, we'll flood the zone in sanctuary cities. If they don't let us arrest the bad guy in the county jail, then they're going to arrest them in the community. We're going to arrest them at a work site. So we're going to increase community operation. We're going to increase work site enforcement operation, which, you know, that's where it gets a little bit. Some people get a little uneasy. And I can see that. And President Trump has kind of adjusted his thinking just a little bit on that. And basically the premise is, well, look, wait, you're going to work sites. If these are scumbag drug dealing MS-13 people, are they really holding down legitimate jobs? Probably not. So I would like to see a focus taking off of that and concentrate efforts and prioritize, you know, the ones that we know have records in their home country or records here, criminal records, and start with those folks first and make a real serious effort because they're the ones that are the biggest public safety risk. And I think politically that bodes well when they continue down that path versus going to work sites. So, and Trump has readjusted. He said, you know, we could work on some things. We can work on where they're paying their taxes and to get some kind of work permit. He goes, not citizenship. He was clear about that.
Right. That's good.
But a work permit.
That's fine.
And
yep.
Yeah, I can see the value in that. Yeah, we really want to get the real bad folks out. Make it clear.
Yep.
Make it clear to people so when there's a so-called controversy, you can say, look, these are the people that got arrested and deported. Mm-hmm. Do you want them living in your neighborhood? Here's their record.
Yeah.
And then it becomes, to me, a slam dunk. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:35, Florida State Senator Jay Collins will be joining us. And you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Awesome! Awesome, I say. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 7:49 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And President Trump says, well, looks like we may have to send more weapons to Ukraine. In fact, we have to, he says. Wow. Now, remember, he's talking to Putin a couple of times now.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You can tell, he has said so, he is quite irritated with Vladdy.
I think his patience has worn really thin.
Yeah, because so. Vladdy's like, ah, I'm not done killing, I want it all.
Mm-hmm.
And like, no, yeah, that's not.
Yeah, the USSR is gone, sorry.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
It's not coming back.
You want to reconstitute that?
No.
Yeah, we're not.
No, we're not playing that game.
Nah. So, President Donald Trump revealed that the United States would be sending more weapons to Ukraine. During a dinner with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump was asked if he was planning to send more weapons to Ukraine. And the comments come after the Trump administration announced at the beginning of the month that it was pausing shipments of certain weapons to Ukraine. Look, he was trying to ease tensions. Mm-hmm. That's what he was attempting to do. So you can't say, I want to ease tensions and then send a bunch of weapons. He knows they're going to use them.
Yep.
So he really was reaching out to Putin saying, hey, you know, I'll back off on sending the weapons. Let's do a ceasefire. Let's try to work something out. You don't want to keep, you know, killing people, and you don't want your own people dying, right? I mean,
well, and is there even an end to this thing at this rate? I mean, can they just keep going on like this forever? I mean, seriously.
I looked into his eyes, and I saw KGB. What was it that George Bush said? He saw a soul or something? What did he see? He looked into his eyes, and he saw something.
Was that him or was it Trump?
No, this was George W. Bush.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to look up that quote, but that kind of came back to haunt him. He was trying to extend, you know, an olive branch at that time. But per the outlet, the Washington Post, the White House Deputy Press Secretary Anna Kelly explained last week the Defense Department made the decision to halt weapon shipments after review found American military stockpiles to be low. Trump said the shipments would include defensive weapons primarily, remarking that so many people are dying in that mess. And Anna Kelly said last week the Defense Department decided to halt some of the shipments to Ukraine to make sure that we have what we need here. And so Trump said, yeah, we're gonna send some weapons. Mm. We really have to. And he said he is disappointed. Monday, is when Trump said he was disappointed that Putin had not stopped the war against Ukraine.
So it was 2001. Here's the exact quote. I looked the man in the eye. I found him to be very straightforward and trustworthy. We had a very good dialogue. I was able to get a sense of his soul. A man deeply committed to his country and the best interests of his country. Probably still true. He's looking out for his country in some ways.
At the expense of a sovereign country that he wants to own.
Yeah, pretty much that one.
Yeah. So, but that did kind of come back and haunt. Because somebody else made the comment. I think somebody like, yeah, really, when I looked into his eyes, I saw KGB.
Well,
you know, just what do they say? A wolf can change its coat, but never its disposition.
That's probably a good example. Now, that probably applies to him really much.
Yeah.
Much sure.
I don't think Trump really wants to send more weapons, but
no, I don't think he does.
He's in a tough spot. Mm-hmm. Zelensky's in a tough spot. Trump wants to end this thing. He doesn't want to be the war president. He's doing a good job containing Iran right now and taking away their ability to have a nuclear weapon, at least temporarily, at the very least.
And getting nominated for a peace prize for the Middle East.
So. That's what Netanyahu told him. He said, yo, Don, I put you up for a peace prize. Don't tell everybody you're going to send a bunch of killing weapons to Ukraine, huh?
But, you know, he's not the first person when it comes to the Middle East to say that he deserves one.
Yeah.
And we're talking about people from the Middle East who believe that.
Yep. This was during a dinner. The dinner kicked off a crucial 3-day visit by the Israeli leader, during which the allies, victorious in the 12-day war over Iran, will discuss the future of peace for the region. Dinner was meant to be private, but the media were allowed access for just over half an hour to hear remarks and ask each leader a few questions. Netanyahu stood and presented Trump with a copy of his letter to the Nobel Prize Committee. Trump appeared to have been visibly moved. Coming from you in particular, this is very meaningful, he said. Nominations are open to the public, but it's likely a nomination by the head of a Democratic government carries greater weight, particularly if the nominee has been instrumental in securing peace for that country. And Netanyahu not only mentioned Trump's current efforts, but also the Abraham Accords between Israel and several Arab and Muslim states, which the president negotiated during his first term. Many Israelis feel that Trump deserves a Nobel Peace Prize for bombing Iran's nuclear sites as well, ironically an act of war, because in doing so, he helped evade a much bigger and more destructive war against a nuclear Iran. So, yeah, I think it's absolutely appropriate that he be nominated. Wasn't it Obama got one? He was in office for like an hour and a half.
It seemed like it.
Somebody goes, "Oh, here you go. Here's the Nobel Peace Prize. You're so awesome." He goes, "Well, I haven't even done anything yet, but
thank you. I'll take that."
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was an odd one.
Yeah, it was. What's up with Kevin Nash? Remember him? Is he still wrestling?
I don't know.
Professional wrestling legend Kevin Nash got some pushback after saying he did not celebrate the 4th of July this year. Oh, really?
Okay.
I guess he doesn't feel free. He's free to speak out and be an idiot.
Yeah.
He was free to have a career where you run around in your underwear playing with other men.
Yeah.
Nobody ever said anything about that.
Uh-uh.
He's got a lot of freedom.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But apparently he thinks that, we just keep losing rights. Huh.
Okay.
Look, these guys are taking a lot of falls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No. Maybe one too many.
Yep.
Yep.
CTE.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm not joking. It's very possible.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a lot more to talk about. We've got our special guest coming up at 8:35, Jay Collins. So stay close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.